The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Mem Vav. The Taz in Oyer Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, Siv Katan Zayin, discusses the halacha of Aroinus HaKdoshim that were made for Sifrei Torah after the Gzeirah of Tach V'Tat. Unfortunately, the Gzeirah of Tach V'Tat, the terrible Gzeirah, many Yidden were killed out by the Cossacks in the 1600s, and many shuls were destroyed, unfortunately, and the Yidden, when they gathered together afterwards, they didn't have enough resources to build a big Sefer Torah, a big Aron HaKodesh. So they made a small Sefer Torah temporarily, a small Aron HaKodesh temporarily until they would have to be established enough to bring things back to the way that they had been. So the Taz was wondering what would be the halacha of these Aronis that were built and used to house the Sefer Torah temporarily. What will be the halacha after they built a nice new Aron HaKodesh, Be'ez Hashem? What will be the halacha of these temporary Aronis HaKodeshim? So Taz says that the halacha would be, you'll be allowed to use it for anything that you want to, even though the halacha is that Tashmishe Kedusha, you can't just use for anything else. So, and Avada Aron HaKodesh is considered a Tashmish Kedusha. Says the Taz that no, that only applies to something which was made with permanence, but something which was made temporarily, Leiv Bezdin Mas Naleim, and it loses its Kedusha once you don't need it anymore. And then the Taz says, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say a very big chiddush. I would say that this halacha, that something which has kedusha, is ein meiridin, you can't take it and use it for something which is for less kedusha, that halacha only applies. If you have the ability to use it for something which for something of kedusha, then you should use it for something that has that kedusha. But if you don't have anything to use it for, which has less kedusha, you have no ishtamshus at all, no reason to use this item, and the only thing that's gonna happen to it is it's going to be left unused, and it's going to gather dust. So the Taz says there's no point in that, and then I can use it for whatever I want to. The Taz brings a raya from the fact that he says the mitpachis of Sefer Torah, the mantle of a Sefer Torah that's shabala, that becomes worn out, you use it to make tachrichim l'mace, v'zui genizasi, you use it to wrap up a mace, and that's the way that you're going is these mitpachis. So he says, certainly when the Sefer Torah was around, I cannot take the tachrichim, before the mitpachas, before the mantle got worn out, I wouldn't be able to use it in order to be kairich a mace mitzvah, to make tachrichim for a mace mitzvah. So you have to say that since you have nothing to use it for, and it needs geniza, so it's better to use it for something than to use it for nothing at all. So the Taz says, I'll be allowed to use these Aroinus HaKadoshim in order to house regular Sfarim. I wouldn't have to use it for a Sefer Torah because I don't need it for the Sefer Torah anymore. I have no Sefer Torah to put in it, so I have nothing to use it for. And the Bechor Shor asks the Kashan the Taz. Our Gemara says that the Big Day Kohen Gadol is Einam Ruyim Loyal Kohen Gadol Loyal Kohen Hadyet. It's Einam Ruyim Kohen Gadol because it says V'nicham Shami. He can't use it again the next year. Shlo Yishtamash Bami Yom Kippur Ma'acher. You can't use it for a Kohen Gadol because Malam B'Kodesh Ein Meridin. So you see that the concept of Ein Meridin applies even when I have nothing to do with it. I have nothing to use these begadim for. Nevertheless, Ein Meridin. So you see clearly, not like the Taz. So I saw brought down the Teretz from the Sefer Avnei Zikaron. He says that there's a difference. When I can use the Tashmishei Kedusha the way it is, for something else, then that's what the Taz was talking about. Then the Taz is right that if it has no hishtamshus for kedusha, I'm allowed to take it and use it for hishtamshus of less kedusha. And there's no halacha of emaridin. It's better than that the thing should be sitting around unused. However, in the Gemara's case, I can't use the big day kohen gadol the way they are for a kohen hadid because he says the Gemara is going that avneter shel kohen gadol b'yom kippurim is not the same thing as the avneter of the kohen hadid the rest of the year. And therefore, since he has a different avnate, so the begadim in their totality can't be used for a kohen hadid because the avnate has to be replaced. Since the avnate has to be replaced, and I have to do a maisa to change the way the begadim were used and to make them usable for the lower level of kedusha. So therefore, I even if I have nothing else to do with it, when I make that kind of shinui, that would be considered a irada and kedusha, even though otherwise I would have nothing left, else to do with it.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.